WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari from Skywire, and I'm joined by
Peggy Ann Saltz at MobileGroove.com.
Thanks again for joining us this week. Also, thanks for liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. If you haven't done so, go ahead and do so and join the conversation there. Today, I believe Peggy has a guest for us.
Yeah, I have a guest because I was really bummed I couldn't make it to South by Southwest. I got back from Barcelona. I'm based in Europe. I wasn't going to make another trip, but I was really excited about South by Southwest, as I said. And we have Erin McCahill. She's the Vice President, Brand and Creative at Focus. And Erin, welcome to the show and tell us all about Focus.
Hi, thanks for having me. Well, Focus is a cloud-based marketing and PR company that delivers integrated marketing and best-in-class PR to marketers and PR professionals. We also offer strategic services, and really we're in the business of helping marketers and PR pros do marketing and PR better.
And so you essentially augment other marketing teams or in-house departments and things like that.
We do. We just actually announced yesterday an enhanced marketing suite that really puts us in marketing automation. And that is full-blown PR, email, social, workflows. We are integrated with Salesforce.com. It really helps you create campaigns, landing pages, and all the things that you need to do marketing in today's digital age. Our PR suite, we have a long legacy in PR, and we bring top products in a media database, news monitoring, the best PR distribution with PR Web. To pros around the world.
It probably also makes sense because, as you say, you're inserting yourself more into the company and the automation, the client company automation and everything. I mean, that's because marketing, branding is a part of everything, and that's probably something you also picked up on very much at South by Southwest.
Well, South by Southwest is a really unique conference. I go to a lot of conferences and some big ones, including Dreamforce. And South By, it attracts the same number of people overall, but it's such a niche experience, and it's kind of owned by the brands. And they compete in a space that's trying to attract the best or top influencers and bloggers and other companies. And it's where a lot of innovation reveals itself, and where people are having conversations that are really leading you into the next year. So, I think where other conferences are really content heavy, South by Southwest is really brand heavy. And I think that that's a real difference. It's very spread out. It's a little bit hard to navigate. but it does offer opportunities to dive in with specific brands. So if you're a good planner, if you're if you're well connected or if you're seeking, you can get a lot of goodness out of South By.
Cool. Well, I was going to actually ask you earlier, you know, you were on the subject of PR, and you said that's kind of where the company focused in the beginning. You know, what kinds of things, whether it's, you know, mobile marketing or just branding in general, you know, when you sit with clients and they say, well, you know, we have a product, can you make a press release for that? How do you approach that? Because really, you know, a really good press release needs to be juicy. It needs to be something that, you know, the writer or the journalist or the blogger or the editor will, you know, latch onto as a story. And, you know, there's 7 million businesses in, you know, every city alone, and they all have products. So how do you counter that?
Well, you know, I don't think that that's always the best place to start. Obviously, it's one tactic. It's part of marketing, right? Like, a press release is really important. But you've got to understand your product. You should probably really understand your target audience. I think that's incredibly important. And really knowing your prospects or potential customers, knowing how you're going to market, distribute, what kind of channels you have, how you're going to put it out socially as well as in PR, you know, if you're going to send direct mail or emails or what other tactics you plan on employing, what happens after that message goes out, right? Like, what's the desired outcome? So look at it a little bit more holistically than that. But I think that, you know, there's a lot of discussion about, I've heard it called lots of different things, but my favorite term for it was by Susan Ettlinger from Altimeter Group. Sorry, and she called it infobesity, and it's a really term that describes all the influx of data that we receive every day, or information, content, whatever you want to call it. And there's talk that the web is going to grow 6x in the next kind of 3 to 4 years. And, you know, that's so hard to imagine. I mean, really, almost impossible to imagine. And so it's just going to get noisier, right? And, you know, for a long time, people were talking about measurement and how could you do things like measure the impact of social or measure the impact of that press release and all of those things. And I feel like the conversation is really shifting to listening to customers and listening to who you are and really diving in. They're available, and there's a lot of conversations about things like big data, and, you know, that can be scary when you talk about it's a scary term, big data, but actually what it means is getting down to the nuances of the people that you want to talk to and knowing them better. And so
getting as much information as possible.
That's right. And using it to influence or incite or create compelling marketing, creative messages, you know, and being more targeted in those messages. And, you know, I think the good news for mobile is that that's where the explosion is, you know. And, you know, I talked to Robert Scovel, who's kind of a tech guru, and he's over at Rackspace. But, you know, he's been in Google Glass he was one of the first users. He's been in them for a year. And he kind of says, listen, like, this isn't where the future is. And in fact, I don't know if you're allowed to say this, he calls people who wear them glass holes. But and there were a lot of those down at South By. You know, there were tons of people wearing Google Glass.
Even though he was also the first.
He's the first. He is like a typical one, actually. You know, good guy, but completely on his phone all the time. And he calls himself an all-in guy, right? Like, he's on one side of the bell curve, and the rest of us are somewhere back on the other side. But what he said is, if you as a company or a brand or a product aren't thinking about mobile or aren't thinking about wearables or aren't thinking about how those messages should be delivered differently to people who are using mobile or wearables or those kind of things, then you're behind the eight ball. That you're already, you know, missing the boat. So it's like, start thinking about it and start creating some compelling campaigns, because you know, it's happening, and it's happening fast.
I definitely agree. Although I still, I'm kind of wary on getting those, getting a Google Glass. I'm already, like you said, you know, I'm just like him. I'm on my phone all the time, and I get really distracted, and I think that would distract me more. I don't know. Have you tried one, Aaron?
Just for a moment. I really hated it. I do think, like, you know, as Robert said, and most people who wear them, it's not where we're going to land. I think watches are probably much closer to what wearables will be. There are people who are wearing bracelets. There was all kinds of stuff happening. But Google Glass, I think, was a nice introduction into this future world, but I don't think that's how it's
going to be. That's where it is.
Yeah. And places like the Samsung, they did a Samsung house. Like, there was some amazing wearables in there and some incredible stuff happening. And they were doing some cool stuff. If your battery ran out at South By and you texted them, a messenger would show up in 3 minutes with a new battery. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
It was so rad. That's
really cool.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm gonna just interject here. We have to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about your South By Southwest experience, because it's really already, we haven't even gotten into it, and it's amazing. So we'll be right back.
Great.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike, for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Affiliate Buzz, on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Skywire.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from MobileGroove.com.
And again, we have Aaron McHale online. And she's with Vocus, which is spelled with a V, not an F. So go ahead, tell us more. I mean, that little battery messenger story was awesome. What else did you experience at South by Southwest?
Well, you know, it's funny.
Probably a lot.
A lot. You know, I have a really unique experience at South by. I'm incredibly lucky. We've been running a state of marketing video series, actually, that we've been doing for Focus, and it's just a lightly branded content series that where we talk to some of the top influencers, bloggers, practitioners in the space, and we're just running it out on YouTube. We use it in our conference, which is Demand Success, coming this June 5th and 6th at the Gaylord Hotel in D.C. And they're roll-ins and those kind of things where we really talk about the space and what's happening, what's evolving. So I did more than 70.
Are you the host on that show?
I am off camera. So I do the interviews. And I come from a television background. I came out of broadcast TV. So it's very natural fit for me to explore video in this space. And we've done some nice pieces in the past, and we did some great interviews. So I get one-on-one sessions, basically, really intimate conversations with the people who are then go on to do the sessions for South By. And so I think that I probably get a lot more out of it than most attendees, right? I would say that overall, the sessions that I did go to and our team that went to sessions and the people I talked about did feel like there was a lot of chest thumping at South By in the sessions, and that it's a lot of kind of people who they get up and say, look how great I am, and look, you know, look at all the great stuff I've done, but there's not a lot of meat. So if you're a subject matter expert, it's not the place you're going to go to get tons of material. You might get a bit of inspiration, right? But but there's not quite enough Q&A or heavy real content that you might, or as much of it as you might hope for. That said,
you know what though? I'm not. Yeah, I was going to say I'm not so sure that's a bad thing. I think.
We have to think about what it is, Shahab. I mean, if she's saying that it's all about brands and they're looking for a way to sort of insert themselves in the conversation, I guess they're really sort of looking for the platforms and the speakers that might amplify that message. So you sort of do want to be in with the influencers, but then other maybe subject matter experts wouldn't get a lot out of it.
Right. Right.
Is that what's going on there? Is it more like a platform? Because when I look at brands, you know, it's amazing how they're trying to insert themselves in the conversations, and some of them can and some of them really can't. But it's sort of like, look at how super cool I am. You know, let's have a dancing thing on a building in London, and that's going to push my brand. I mean, it's happening. It's very cool. I don't know necessarily, is that the thinking out there? It's more about just, you know, being part of a conversation and less of a brand?
I think it depends on what your tactic was. So, you know, clearly there's an expo floor, and most people who have passes, and not everybody does, that go to the expo floor. And I think that that's obviously a place to do business and introduce yourself in a more formal way.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots and lots and lots of panels and sessions and discussions, and a lot of people that are down there are on one. There are lots and lots and lots of parties, and a lot of people find them, go for the party. A lot of people go to network. A lot of people go to meet with people and those kind of things. So there's, on the expo floor, you know, you kind of troll around, and there's a lot of people giving out swag and, you know, lots of opportunity to collect cool stuff to take home. But there were a couple of standouts. There was a brand that was doing some 3D technology, and it's literally 3D imagery that hides behind an image. And you could build out things, you know, as easy as your logo that would come to life with an app, to King Kong coming out from behind a movie poster or off of a t-shirt. And so that kind of innovation, you know, for somebody like me, like, I'm thinking about the gigantic things that we may do someday, right? Like, the opportunity with the apps that are being created and the opportunity to see kind of what's coming from international companies at South By is really amazing. Went to an IEEE party that they had brought in a company called Two-Bit Circus, which was super cool. And they literally surrounded you with technology, and it created a social atmosphere where you actually met people, and, you know, people were wearing clown noses, and these are big shots, you know, but it was super fun and really engaging. Change.org had a huge party that, you know, you find yourself around like-minded people, and it's a really nice networking opportunity. And everybody was super friendly. But there were some flops. We went to a couple of functions, I won't name them, where literally nobody showed up. Like, not a soul. You would be, like, 3 of 10 people in a room, and they planned for 500. And, you know, I think that the lesson there is, like, you have to give people a reason to come. So if that reason is that you have a big launch, or that you have a superstar, or you have something really interactive, or a band, or whatever it is, there's a lot. If you think there's a lot of noise in the digital space, I promise you, you'd be shocked at how much noise there is at South By, because there's tons of it. And, you know, I don't care about the parties that much, so I just follow the people who do. You know, like, I travel, a guy who does a lot of work with us, Jeff Livingston, has been going for 7 years, and he's a super blogger, and he knows, you know, where we should be and who to talk to, and so I just stick with him. I'm lucky that way.
Now, when you say follow, do you mean Twitter, or you mean literally, physically?
Yeah, he's a good enough friend that I just go with him.
That's cool. It sounds like it was so much fun.
It is. It's exhausting. I think when you're doing interviews all day and then you're trying to cram in sessions and stuff and go to the functions, you know, you do come back and think you're desperate to get home at the end. But I feel like that about New Orleans as well. So, you know. Anyway.
Well, I mean, one of the things that came out there and I think is really great because, you know, I'm a veteran in mobile, and you know, I've been talking about mobile is it for forever, it seems. And now you're really seeing this trickle down at all levels, people understanding that this isn't a device. It's, you know, it's our interface to the world around us, and if we're going to interface with our users, with our customers, with our fans, you know, this is the way to do it. So that's great. But what is really cool is what you're talking about, the listening parts. So we're not looking at mobile as something we can measure, because we can measure everything, every click, every movement, every browse, every purchase, it's all measurable. That's great on mobile. But listening, that's really different. What does that mean now for marketing going forward?
God, I mean, I think we're just at the tip of an iceberg, right? Like, I don't think anybody's doing it great yet. I mean, maybe there are some companies and they're not sharing their secrets. But I think we all, as experts, are, you know, how do you do it without spending a ton of money, you know, and how do you do it quickly? You know, these are all questions we've always thought research is important, and for decades that people did focus groups and those kind of things, and thought, like, you know, we should really be in touch with our customers and the people who might be our customers or certain specific demographics. But somebody described to me, they said, listen, I'm a 40-year-old mom who has 2 kids and lives in San Francisco. And so I get all kinds of emails that are targeted towards that part of me. But I'm really more of a millennial. Like, the things that I do, I'm a millennial. And so they're missing me. They're not talking to me, right? And I think most of us are a little bit like that. We're not, you can't just throw us into a group and say, because of these things, especially in our personal lives. I think in our work lives, we're potentially a little bit more targetable because by what we do, you could say you might need these things, right? Easier in B2B. B2C is a little bit tougher. And there are lots of companies. IBM has done has created a new piece of technology, or I don't know exactly what it is, where they literally can reveal what kind of person you are by looking at your tweets, right? And it's not, they're not just saying you are this, they're saying you are hedonistic or emotionally motivated, or that you are happy or depressed or tolerant, or that your tweets fall at, you know, 9 to 5 or over the weekends. So they can tell an awful lot about you from that space. And you're right, like, the data is everywhere and it's out there, and it feels scary, but hopefully we get better services and better products and better experiences and more engaged customer base in the end, right?
Definitely, definitely. Now, I'm going to have to stop you again. We're going to have to go to break, but we will be back, so don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
It's time to get fired up! Fired Up is a show that delivers both business impact and social importance. Our host, Gordon Rudell, will share ideas on how to create higher returns on your communication investments by engaging the people who matter most. Fired Up with Gordon Rudell, on demand anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Skywire.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove.
We have Aaron McHale from Vocus on the line. Thanks again for joining us. One thing that we didn't quite cover, because we got so wrapped up in South by Southwest, was, is it a white paper, Peggy, or?
I think it's a white paper, but I just love it as a resource. I'd call it a guide.
Hmm.
Okay. And it's called Branding Rules, 14 Brand Secrets from Industry Experts, and it's one of my favorites. I have to say, disclosure here, I read a lot of stuff from Vocus, and this was the most entertaining by far.
Okay. Well, you know, I think, you know, we are trying to create free books, white papers, infographics, videos that are compelling and useful. And I think that's where we really want to stand out, in that these are actionable content pieces. And in this case, you know, branding is such a nebulous topic, and we didn't want to write just a paper about branding, you know. It means something different to everybody. And with that in mind, we decided in the year 2014 to reach out to 14 brand principals, people who are practitioners, influencers, who are living it, people who I really respect personally. So this was a really nice piece for me to be a part of. And I was excited to also have my own page or piece of advice in it as well. But the best part isn't about just the expert advice. We had Hugh McLeod from Gaping Void do the illustrations that represent it, and they're just so talented and clever, and it really brought what were good pieces of advice to life. And, you know, we all know that a picture says 1,000 words, and I think in the case of the Gaping Void illustrations, they say 1,000,000. So, check them out. They are really fun. And of course, we all have a few favorites. You know, my piece of advice, and my team would probably tell you that they hear it quite enough, is, you know, people don't remember messages or brands, and there is so much info out there that, you know, find a message and stick to it. You get one message, and sometimes today just one chance to connect with a target audience. So you better make it great or make it memorable. And you can do that with emotion or humor or heart. But
or even a story, something that connects.
Right. Or especially today, a great story, right? There's nothing better than sharing a story that somebody else shares for you. That's art, right?
And so speaking of connecting, what avenue or how can people contact you? Are you on Twitter? If someone wants to ask you about Vocus and services you offer, or even that automated system you just launched yesterday?
Yeah. Well, you can find Vocus at vocus.com, and really you can find out all about our marketing suite, which is, like you said, all-in-one marketing automation, and our PR suite and services and all of that kind of good stuff there. Our blog is fantastic, and we post at least 3 times a day.
Nice.
We do some great white papers I'm really proud of, and some strong webinars with thought leaders in the industry, and all of that you can find through the website. From me, you can find me at Twitter, and I'm at emcahill, E-M-C-C-A-H-I-L-L, and I'm happy to chat. This has just been a great opportunity, and really nice to talk to you guys about branding and all that's happening. It's very cool.
And so, Aaron, I'm just curious, is there anything coming up in the way of resources or webinars to tell us about to sort of, now that you've whet our appetite and we're like, yeah, okay, you've got an event coming up, I heard that, but what about the resources, the webinars, the good stuff, some more cartoons maybe?
Yeah. We are super excited. We're launching a marketing manifesto. I would actually call it a modern marketing manifesto on March 18th. And it's a opinion piece by our CMO, Yuman Tseng, and really about the current state of marketing automation, which is really built to deliver great results, but to date has been too complicated, too expensive, too hard to implement. And, so it's an opinion piece about the future. The current state, it includes stats, an infographic, and a video, and a solution. But it's really, at the end of the day, a microsite that will give you all the information you need to know to do marketing better, and to kind of see what's happening today and what the opportunity is. That will lead to a lot of other things. We're also going to launch another super spot. We've been doing a super campaign, and that's a really empowering campaign for us. And it's just about giving you the power to not only deliver the results that are necessary in your business, but to do great things. And we'll be building on that at Demand Success next June.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thanks again for coming on to the show, and Peggy, thank you for nabbing her. I know she's probably super exhausted from South by Southwest. Everybody I know is a zombie today, but definitely thanks for checking out the show today. Again, reminder, facebook.com/mobilepresence. You can search for Mobile Presence on the iTunes podcast app, Stitcher. You can also listen to the show on the Webmaster Radio mobile app, which you can download from iTunes App Store or Google Play. Again, thanks for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. You can contact me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari, Zagari. You can also check out Skywire.com. Peggy, how can they get hold of you?
You can find me over blogging and sharing some insights from what I'm experiencing around mobile in Europe over at mobilegroove.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Peggy Ann. So it's A-N-N-E.
Beautiful. Okay. Thanks again for joining us. Remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.